Corn dodger?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's bread that long time ago they cooked in an open fireplace. Wasn't that a corn dodger?
I have no clear information about that. I've seen the word.
Well, I'm not well up on that either. Mm-hmm. But now I think there used to be an old time cooking utensil that they used in an open fireplace. And it was a big iron skillet concern about this big, and it set up on legs about that high. And it had a heavy iron top that fit closely over the skillet. And now I think they cooked bread in that, got it real hot, and put the top on it. And now I think that's what a corn dodger is.
I see, the bread that was in the...
And the skillet, the top would bake it, you see, and they'd set it in coals.
Mm-hmm.
I have a teapot up here that it's a family relic, that my mother used when her mother was sick, and they used to make tea for her every night.
Okay.
And I said, "Now, mother, that looks like the spout is burned." She said, "Well, it is. We used to push it up in the coals to keep it hot."
Oh, I see. Isn't that interesting? That's more than I can see. There's some charring.
Yeah, that's what I told mother. I said, "Now, mother, looks like it was just burned. Really, you used to could see it along there, but I guess I scrubbed it off."
Mm-hmm. That's handsome.
Well, it's, you know, I don't go into antiques much, but if it's something that was in my family, I prize.
Yes.
But to go out and just hunt things anywhere and everywhere doesn't appeal to me. That's all I have. That's...
Mm-hmm. Did they call that, did you ever hear that utensil called a spider that was in the fireplace?
Yeah, I think that's what they call it.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And my granddaughter has one.
Oh.
She's an antique. She can tell you more about this than I do.
Collector.
There was some old woman lived way out in the country. And she was selling out, moving to Memphis. Her children wanted to come up there to live. And so Sally went out there and she bought this old spider. I asked her the other day if she'd ever used it. Said, yeah. They have a country, she's a Wasson. And the old Wasson home is out at Shady Grove, about 15 miles from here. And it's their summer home. They go up nearly every weekend. They have two open fireplaces, and they have electricity, electric refrigerator. It's comfortable. And they cook hamburgers out in the yard, and so they use this old spider. You know, that was ideal to cook.
Yes.
And over an open fire outdoors, and the children love it.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting development, isn't it, for an old utensil?
Well, they enjoy it. They go up there nearly every weekend. They have four youngsters, and they enjoy getting out of there.
You don't remember using the fireplace yourself to cook in or
mm-hmm.
use at all?
No.
Uh-huh.
Well, I do remember, too, that Mother used to bake potatoes in the ashes. Sweet potatoes
mm-hmm.
on cold nights when she didn't want to go to the kitchen and cook. But that didn't appeal to me either because I always felt like there's ashes in them. Still.
You didn't care for the flavor of them?
Yeah, they were good.
Mm-hmm. You, in a lovely home, could you give me an idea how, with open fireplaces, how do they keep the area clean? Weren't they also difficult to manage?
What?
The open fireplaces?
The ashes.
Ashes and
it was terrible.
Dirt and...
Now, modernized this house.
With the gas.
Yeah, but I had that gas heater put in. There was a grate here in it.
Oh, I see.
And an ash pit underneath.